Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Joining us in the second hour, Professor Dr. Brian Hooker, our good buddy, and we sent him a question of the day last week, and we wanted to hold it over because I thought it'd be perfect for him. But right before we bring him on, I just want to show you the latest news. This year's flu vaccine selection might suck again. That's the headline as it should read. Yes, that's right. In the mainstream news, stat news, they're saying flu vaccine selections may be as an ominous sign for this winter because they pretty much got it wrong again. That's the prediction. Now, to bring the good news, Brian Hooker is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Brian!
Hi, Robert. It is so good to be back with you in Super Dawn. It's been too long, hasn't it?
It has been. Do you have a note from your students to explain your absence from the show?
I need one outside of just, you know, complete and utter extreme busyness, which... I look forward to like some of my trips on the road because that's about the only time that I can catch up on my sleep. So we talked about this a little bit off the air, but I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo October 26th and 27th.
I told Julie not to let you in, but she didn't listen to me.
You know, I'm so excited to be surrounded by, like, my tribe and such healthy people. So.
Yes. Well, we appreciate you. And, you know, you get a lot of love and hugs when you get together in these groups. And I know you wanted to be at the TTAC live event. We're going to be at in Anaheim, but timing, your parents are visiting, all of that. And it was so nice. I heard that Charlene is trying to get you to come down and everything. So, and they love you dearly as well. So thank you, Brian. Now, I want to ask you, because this article I'm opening up with, we'll get to the question of the day sometime this hour. And by the way, how much time do you have before you have to run back to class? So I know.
Are
you free to hang out?
I'm free to hang out. That if you don't mind, I am free to hang out. So I have to take off around 2:00. So my time sounds perfect.
All right. Well, smoking in the boys' room then. You'll get a
yes
from the teacher. All right. So what are we going to do here? I want to ask you about because this latest article about the flu vaccine. As I've argued, it's kind of like, here's the dartboard with all the strains. Let's like throw a dart and see which ones three of them will pick and we'll put them in this year's flu. Now I know that people say, oh, you're exaggerating. They actually take a vote on it. Yeah. But still it's a guess. Whether you call it an educated guess or not, over the past years, they've really sucked at this guessing game, even with their educated guesses. Sometimes the flu vaccine they've acknowledged is as efficacious as 13% of the time. And efficacy is determined not by you getting or not getting the flu. It's by measuring titers. Did we elicit the antibody to the right strain? Whether you got sick or not is irrelevant.
Right.
Isn't that kind of strange?
It's absolutely, you know, it's just, there's no other way to put it. It's just a big joke. And, you know, I read that article. I looked at, you know, some issues with strain match. They're trying to match strains of influenza A and influenza B. Last year, at the tail end of the year, CDC claimed that their results were that they had 9% strain match, 9%. And then they say on a good year that they get 62% strain match. That doesn't account for what would actually create influenza protection, which is what's called neutralizing antibodies. That means when they measure, you know, quote unquote titers, which they actually don't, they're not measuring what are called neutralizing antibodies. They're only saying identification antibodies. And there is a different thing. You actually have to raise up what are called neutralizing antibodies to provide any protection whatsoever. So when they say 9%, it's actually a fraction of 9% that you're of protection that you're getting. So why get it? And just to continue, and please interrupt me because I'm very caffeinated today.
What have you been drinking? Do I want to know?
There are several different places to put coffee, and I put it in my mouth.
No, that's the wrong end.
Superdon
is applauding you. Superdon, you disagree with me on this?
I think it's the wrong end.
Yeah, he's applauding you, Brian.
He's applauding. Okay.
Yeah.
Superdon side now. I'll take it.
Yeah, you guys are ganging up on me now. All right.
Sorry, man.
Well, at least Brian acknowledges there are other ways to use it. So,
absolutely.
Brian, now I've likened what you've said in a different way. I try to, like, dumb it down from PhD level to, like, we can all get this, right?
Right.
If a train's coming down the track and your hearing's not great, you don't hear it. If you have, like, this vaccine idea, you have an identifying, as you called it, antibody. What did you call it? That first level of antibody that kind of can tell you about
the recognition.
Right?
Yes.
So you get this somehow, and suddenly your hearing is better. You hear it coming from an extra mile away, or visual. You'll see it further along. But if you don't have what you call the neutralizing antibody, you won't be able to do anything about the train. Not that you could stop it, but even get out of the way, if that were the case. And so...
Yes, absolutely.
So my argument has been for years that the idea of this holy grail response of an identifying antibody, I'm not opposed to that. I won't picket identifying antibodies. Oh, how dare they? They should be leaving. No, that's not my point. But my point is if everything else in a vaccine can damage the functional immune system, the adaptive immune system, the immune response, what good is seeing it or hearing it a little further away? Does that make sense to where, you know, they don't take that into consideration? It's a holy grail, cult-like devotion to this antibody development, discarding everything else about the complexity of the immune system and everything else that's needed.
Right. They have not looked at the entirety of the immune system. They're only looking at one arm of the immune system, and even that is woefully inadequate. You know, what they don't talk about in the article, which is what is just, you know, visibly absent from the article, is what damage that particular vaccine is doing to your immune system and as well as to the rest of your body. There was nothing to talk about immune dysfunction and by putting antigens in an unnatural fashion into your body, injecting them into your body in a very unnatural fashion, along with additives, preservatives, adjuvants, you name it. And you of course know, and a lot of your listening audience also knows, that the flu shot, when you get it in multi-dose vials, still contains thimerosal, which has mercury in it. It is a mercury-containing preservative. In most places that you get it in the United States, you can get it in multiple dose vials. And when you do that, then you get 25 micrograms of mercury, including pregnant women as well as children that are younger than 3 years of age.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that kind of leads us to this next question of the day. And Superdon, I don't have it in the notes there, I don't think. Or is it in the notes? Is this the one for Mary? Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, I see it. So I'm going to show everybody this question. And Brian, we sent this to you as well.
Right.
You brought up in the flu shot issue the mercury. So, hi, Robert. Mary says, my son's pediatrician said that flu shots work only half the time. Now, he's being generous because they've acknowledged it's not half the time in a lot of cases. And, of course, what does it mean to work? We've also parsed that language. But it continues. It is a lousy vaccine, she says. Great. But he said there is nothing harmful in it. See, this is why I call it a medical degree. Guy's not using the sense God may have gave him. Or if it's a woman, she. But I asked him, didn't they remove mercury from most vaccines, but flu shot still has mercury in it? He said flu shot doesn't have mercury. He also said that after they removed mercury, autism rates went up. I said they started vaccinating pregnant women. I think Dr. David Ayoub refers to this study after removing mercury. They compared the number of autism cases in a large geographical area after removing mercury with a smaller area when there was mercury in the shots. Are there any other studies showing autism rates went up after the removal? Thank you for your unique show, Mary. Now, Dr. Professor Brian Hooker, we've talked about this on the air. I wanted to get you back on to revisit. Maybe there's something we've missed since then. Maybe there's more information we've missed. So go back and review those claims that we removed the mercury and autism rates went up.
Well, first of all, they didn't remove the mercury. They moved the mercury around. And when they put the prenatal flu shot on the vaccination schedule, this was the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices. They put it on the schedule in different fashions starting in 1997. But by 2004, which is when presumably they phased out mercury in other vaccines, they had recommended the flu shot in any trimester of pregnancy. So now for the first time, thimerosal exposure was happening to infants as young as, you know, just after conception. And that was a full 25 micrograms of mercury. And many studies have shown that that mercury selectively goes into the placenta and ends up in the bloodstream of those developing infants, you know, prenatally. Okay, so you now instead of exposing infants to mercury in the first day of life, now we're exposing them prenatally. And in addition, the flu shot is recommended for infants and children, infants, toddlers, and children every year, you know, for the absolutely the rest of their lives. So when you look at, when you add up the mercury and you look at the exposure and you look at the exposure versus the weight of that developing infant prenatally, postnatally, then all they've done is move the mercury around. So to say, to compare that, to make that type of comparison and say that the autism rates are going to go down, it's just, you know, it's preposterous. And it's always a moving target with the CDC. We need to talk about mercury, but we also need to talk about aluminum, and we need to talk about the gross expansion of the vaccination schedule, which continues on. Okay, so it's not that you're looking at a very, very simple study where they were exposed to mercury and then they weren't. First of all, that's a fallacy. Second of all, many, many other things are changing within the vaccination schedule that cause more and more problems for children.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, Brian, what was the, was there a specific name or reference to that study that made that, that doctor's making the claim that they removed mercury and autism went up, right? Because they always have names associated with these studies so people can look it up and dig deeper.
You know, as far as I know, I really am not familiar with that particular study. One of the things that was really insidious, and I'm going to go in a slightly different path if that's okay.
Yeah.
But I am not familiar with that study. I am familiar with the study by Dr. Mark and David Geyer that showed polar opposite. It showed that when they removed the mercury, there was an inflection. There was a downturn in the amount of autism cases reported to the vaccine adverse events reporting system, VAERS. Mm-hmm. And that was quickly covered up. I believe that that particular paper was published in 2006 in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, which is an online journal. It's open source journal, so you can look at it. That's Dr. Mark and David Geyer that did that study. The other thing that happened is when they were phasing out mercury from other infant vaccines, the CDC took the gold standard database, the vaccine safety data link, and took that specific chunk of data from anything from year 2000 to the present, and they took it out of the hands of any public person, any independent researcher wanting to look at that particular phenomenon. So the short answer is we really don't know what happened because the CDC knew that there could be a decrease in the autism rates when they phased it out or, as I said, moved it around. But because they were so afraid of that, they took it out of the hands of the public and they put it in an independent or in a commercial entity called America's Health Insurance Programs. So we will never really know what happened when they, in that short period of time, before the uptake of the flu shot became much, much more prevalent, there could have been a time where the autism rates went down, but that data, those data are buried. Mm-hmm. And so we'll never know that outside of the Geyer study.
Well, how does that set up for your ongoing interaction with the years that you worked by phone, Freedom of Information Act request that ultimately revealed that Dr. William Thompson, who is now known as the whistleblower, the CDC whistleblower, came out and admitted, acknowledged the corruption of the study and data specific to whether a particular vaccine might have a relationship or a causal or otherwise with the manifestation of autism?
What they did when they took this information, when they took the vaccine safety data link and they moved it out of the reach of the Freedom of Information Act, was they essentially blocked researchers from looking at anything that happened after December 2000. So after that particular point in time, then we have absolutely no idea what happened. Now, if you look at studies that the CDC sponsored, there are two studies in particular that looked at prenatal thimerosal exposure. They both have correlations with women who are exposed to mercury during pregnancy via thimerosal-containing flu shots. They both show a correlation with autism spectrum disorder. They show a statistically significant correlation. The first paper was a paper done by CDC scientists in collaboration with a guy named Christopher Price. And that study was published in 2010, and it showed that children that were exposed to mercury in utero were much more likely to, 86% more likely to get a diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder. And then more recently, a study came out in 2017. It was Zerbo et al. It was actually done by Kaiser Permanente, the large insurance company, and it was also done in collaboration with CDC scientists, and it showed absolutely the same thing. Children that were exposed to the flu shot, they didn't look at mercury this time, but they just said if they were exposed to the flu shot in the first trimester, then they were more likely to get an autism diagnosis. It was a little diluted down, and I think part of that is the mercury effect, but it was statistically significant. And I actually published about that in a letter to the editor because they were claiming it was not significant, but it's published in the Journal of American Medical Association as a separate journal called JAMA Pediatrics. It's right there in black and white.
Now, the talking points going back to the 2000s was that they pulled mercury out of vaccines as an abundance of caution, but they did not acknowledge that it was in any way dangerous or caused any problems. But we just did it just in case so that, I don't know, was there still some level of plausible deniability should we point out an inconvenient fact that, as you point out, it's in the flu shot, the multi-dose vial, yes. But even the ones that they claim are mercury-free, like in the unit dose vials that are one time and out, there is still residual mercury from other ingredients that are preserved with the Marisol, the mercury-containing preservative, that they don't add extra at the end to preserve the entire shot, then they claim mercury-free. But that's not an accurate statement.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump said he'll formally object to Congress's impeachment inquiry, even as he acknowledges the House Democrats have the votes to proceed. The White House was expected to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi arguing that Congress cannot conduct an impeachment investigation without first having the vote to authorize it. The letter was expected to say the administration will not cooperate with the probe without that vote being done. Trump said the resolution would likely pass, but predicts it will backfire on the Democrats over this election season.
I do believe that because of what they're doing with Pelosi and their real leaders, AOC plus three, I really believe that they're going to pay a tremendous price at the polls.
When Pelosi announced that the White House was initiating the inquiry, she did not seek the consent of the full chamber, as was done for impeachment proceedings into former presidents Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, as we've seen, our politicians are for sale. It is not new. It's been the history of government. Our founders warned us against this. They tried to minimize the likelihood that we would be in trouble because of it by minimizing what the government is responsible to do. The amount of jobs we gave them. If you want to talk about enumerated powers granted to the federal government. And there was a check on that power always, but that check has been lost. And now we have, you know, some have argued like NASCAR, they should all be wearing all the different sponsors and logos. Fine. But really, how does that change people? Because they still buy into Democrats good, Republicans bad, or vice versa. It's whoever they buy. Right now, we've seen the great evil being perpetrated on families and children is being visited on us via the Democratic Party, primarily at the state level, as evidenced by things in New York and California. And Senator Richard Dickey Pan, who, by the way, is trying to raise money because there's a recall petition that is circulating now. And Dr. Pan, and I'll show you, I'm not going to give you his website, but I'll show you his picture of him smiling and high-fiving a little girl. But in reality, what he wants to do is shoot her with a toxic injection. So this is a fault. If he was doing truth in advertising, he should be vaccinating the girl. The girl should be screaming in horror because that's what they do, kids, when they get shot up with needles. Trypanophobia. Yes. Did you know the fear of needles is called trypanophobia? Not making that up. Pan is right in there, in the midst of that word.
Right, right. Well, and they should show somebody seizing, somebody actually having a seizure, mm-hmm. and having a, you know, grand mal after vaccination, which is a contraindication of which is a side effect of vaccines, and then showing that child still, even though they've had a grand mal seizure and they probably have damaged their brain significantly after that, they're still not exempt for vaccination in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as I say that, to be fair. If you want to be, I don't like to be fair at all, though, that the Republicans are spending us into oblivion. So there are big problems on the horizon that are not due solely to Democrats. But the point is, specific to this issue of forced vaccination, the medicalization, the medical police state, right now it's being, let's say, transited through the Democratic Party. And, you know, physicians like Dickey Pan in California who believe that there should be no way to opt out of these vaccinations. So they violate the Nuremberg Code. They violate informed consent. And they, I don't know how they sleep at night unless they're heavily medicated.
Right. And it's genetic discrimination. It is pure and simple discrimination against those people who are most susceptible to have adverse events. I would argue that every vaccine that an individual receives does damage.
Mm-hmm.
But some individuals are, you know, case in point, my son, are much more damaged by their infant and childhood vaccines and adult vaccines than others. And so, you know, they basically are carrying out this grand experiment in natural selection, only in this case it's artificial selection, and they are, they're basically killing off what they think is the weaker race. Yeah, it is chilling. It is absolutely chilling what they're trying to do.
It's segregation. It's prejudicial. Sometimes we could say there's a racial component when we acknowledge that. William Thompson said in the stats, and you had reworked them as well to show that there was a higher risk of autism if young African-American males were given the MMR vaccine on time or early. And that's where you get the strangeness of an Elijah Cummings who claims to be, you know, the champion for his race, so to speak. And I say that this isn't a racial component ultimately, but there are those that are racist that love the fact that there's a worse impact on certain minorities. But Elijah Cummings, why would you not acknowledge what William Thompson of the CDC had said and demand investigations when the Nation of Islam, all the way up to Louis Farrakhan, has contacted you and you know them, you consider them friends, and you hung up on them, basically said, I'm not touching this. What do they have on Elijah Cummings? And as I said so many times, if you want to push back on this politically, you either have to have the votes to vote somebody out and bring somebody else in that's not going to do what the others have done, and hopefully they're not as purchasable, easily bought, or you have to have something on them worse than what somebody else already has on them. Because it makes no sense, civil rights era, hero Elijah Cummings, to not stand up and say, this is outrageous, they're doing this to our boys, we should have an investigation right now. You know, everything else has a racial tinge component to it. How does that not at that point?
Right. And what's happening in the inner cities, it's these underserved minorities and these significantly disadvantaged people groups that are, you know, trust me, Gavin Newsom will find a way for his children to continue to be unvaccinated by getting around SB 276. He will do that. And his wife will make sure that they do that. However, if you're living in an underserved community and you are both, you know, if you do have two income earners in your family, both are earning income, so homeschooling is completely out of the picture, and you don't have any legal recourse, and you don't have any cred with, you know, the public health, the state public health department, you will not get a medical exemption for your child. And so, therefore, it is on the backs of those individuals that have no recourse that are in the underserved communities. So, you know, Elijah Cummings should be preparing for such a time as this. If I can quote biblically, this is such a time that his race and his people group and the individuals that he fought during the civil rights era are being marginalized, and he's doing absolutely nothing about it.
They're slaughtered, wholesale slaughtered. The youngest among those subpopulations, so to speak, and you can kind of group people. I'm not a collectivist, but you look in certain areas, as you said, inner cities, poor folks that are not getting the memo. Some are, but most are not, and they're subjecting their kids to these things because people in like the government, local, state health departments. They're telling them they can't get food stamps or WIC support, whatever it is, unless they comply and get their kids fully vaccinated. These are the messages being sent. And so they're, you know, one step shy of starvation. And what do? Do they fight them? They go, oh, well, I'll take my kid in. And how much autism are we seeing in that community? It's on the rise faster, along with the Hispanic population now. We've reported on that. It's rising faster than other groups.
It is. It is rising faster than other groups, and it will catch up, and it could very well surpass that of Caucasian individuals. You know, there definitely is a strong signal that I've never been able to get rid of from that, the Metropolitan Atlanta data that I got from the CDC. It stands there. It stands there. Nobody has overturned it. There were rumors that Thompson was going to overturn it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't overturn that information. And so, you know, therefore, here we are. And, you know, that information was known as early as November 2001. How many lives could have been saved the heartache of a diagnosis of regressive ASD or autism spectrum disorder or Asperger's disorder? You know, these are not just little quirks that people have. Over 80% of the population that has an autism or autism spectrum disorder diagnosis will never be able to live outside of their parents' home or without some type of significant 24-hour assistance. Okay? And 80% of that is regressive. And guess what? That is the type of autism that in all race categories that they showed the MMR was causing.
Well, this brings me to my question about the Health Freedom Expo. And, y'all, I hope you're going to plan to be there. It's a great reunion. If you haven't come, you will meet a lot of great folks. Our buddy Chris Barnadadoc is going to be there. We're going to have Sovereign Silver or Argentin 23. We're going to have 100% whole food nutrition. We're going to have topical stuff that you can put on that's so clean and safe that you can eat it. We're going to have Echo Water with molecular hydrogen. I'm going to have the key technology here. I'll show you in a moment. Trinity Health Freedom Expo, you click on it, register it. It's October 26th, 27th, Chicago, Tinley Park, Illinois. And I've got your page up at the Health Freedom Expo. It says Dr. Brian Hooker. With Focus for Health, topic, navigating the jungle of vaccine safety. What kind of things do we look forward to hear from you, learn from you at that event?
I really want to dispel the myths of the church of religious mysticism around vaccinology. Mm-hmm. And I think religious mysticism is something that you coined, so I'm stealing it. It is, you know, there's tremendous amount of information regarding, you know, the very earliest experiments in vaccination, the very earliest experiments regarding smallpox, regarding polio, regarding measles, and all of these experiments are, you know, if you peel back the very, very thin veneer and you look at the basis for these experimental methods and the basis for the number one, the arrogance, the hubris, the godlessness, and the money grubbing of the individuals that were involved in these experiments, you know, it is just absolutely chilling. So I will be talking about that. I want to dispel the myths. I want to talk a little bit about how the immune system actually works and, you know, and the wonderful benefit of being able to have that immune system work unfazed. and unhindered and unabated. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm really, really looking forward to this particular presentation. It's a different audience. This is my first year at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo, so I think it's going to be absolutely wonderful. I'm looking forward to also seeing some of the other talks of people that I've admired for years and haven't had a chance to meet. And, of course, hanging out with Robert Scott Bell is the best.
And we'll have some good things to keep us healthy while we're there. Also, I want to just – I'm looking here at the Health Freedom panel right now. They have George Nouri from Coast to Coast and me and Jonathan Emord. And I remember being on a panel years ago with Nouri talking about the ID issue, the numbering – children and all Americans like cattle. And this is becoming something that you're going to say, oh, man, were you a prophet on that? I don't claim to be any better or smarter than anybody else. I just read history, learn from history, and try to bring it out here and always. And now the issue of numbering children and people like cattle and affiliating or associating with our ID cards and everything else, you know, it's becoming closer and closer to that reality that I've seen, you know, was coming for a lot of years. So that's part of it. There's also another panel, I think, that will be on vaccination. Let me just, I'm going to click on that and let me show everybody who's on that if we know. Right now, they have me moderating Dr. Caldwell Esselstein and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And I don't know if more will join in on that, but these are the opportunities in addition to seeing Professor Dr. Brian Hooker. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And by the way, I will have the key technology. Brian, have you seen this yet?
Not yet.
This is amazing. My buddy Paul has brought this over from Germany. We have a young scientist who developed this. And what it does is it produces a stable field of electrons in what's known as a torus field. So they don't just dissipate. They maintain the integrity of the field. And because you're saturating these electrons in your field, they settle on all living things in the environment where this is happening.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
And what happens is that the 5G, the Wi-Fi, all of those things that may be non-ionizing or even ionizing radiation, they will interact with the electrons on you instead of penetrating in you. And in that way, you have now, they actually have conducted double-blind placebo-controlled study tests on this technology, showing definite protection, not just, oh, it's in your mind, you feel better because it's placebo, but they've done biomarker measures that have validated that this is a technology. It's passive. You don't have to plug it in. And we have, this is one I travel with, so in the hotel rooms and at the booth, and then we have a larger one for the whole home. You're going to love this technology.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I look forward to exploring that further. 5G is here. 5G is here.
That's a big concern we have.
I fly through San Francisco Airport, Chicago Airport. That's where they're rolling out the 5G technology. And, you know, you need significant protection. We can't, there is no hiding from, you know, these energy fields, and they're everywhere, and they will be everywhere. So, you know, I'm excited about that.
I want to say a special shout out to our friends at Better Way Health as well. Better Way Health and Nutrition, we do for modulating our immune system, beta-glucan, also validated by the scientific literature. There's an amazing amount of knowledge about beta-glucan, and we take our beta-glucan every day. BetterWayHealth.com/radio for your best deals. And Super Don, let me bring you into the mix. We just have a few more minutes with Brian, and we got to wrap it up. And then if Brian has a few minutes to do extra innings, of course, you're welcome to stay. This is amazing, because I know usually you are darting off to class, as you were this morning when we ran a test on the connection. So it's so good to have you. I love being able, no, sorry. No, it's been great. I love the fact that we can leave. You know how when we were on radio every 5 minutes, we have the commercial break? This is awesome.
Right.
Long form.
It's,
I love
so
this.
Good.
Yeah. So Super D, what else we got that we need to catch up on before we wrap up today's broadcast? A few more minutes.
I think that's pretty much it. We've covered pretty much everything. We covered the boot camp. We got the Health Freedom Expo coming up. A lot of people really enjoying this interview, Brian. We need to get you on more often.
Super. I would love to be on more often. I'm hoping to have more to report. I do have several publications out for peer review right now. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I get the heads up, then I would love to talk more about that. You know, I continue to be a researcher in looking at vaccine safety science. And so, you know, when things come up, you know, you guys are first on the list. And so, you know, I'm hoping that these will get reviewed soon and that we'll get positive results. Unfortunately, it is open season on vaccine safety scientists. And, you know, when I take some of my manuscripts, for, you know, open research and I take it to some of these journals, quite often the front door is closed. The front door is
closed.
No, I can't even get a peer review. They will basically look at the topic. They will look at the title and say, no way, no how, we're not going to touch this. And so therefore there is no, you know, there is no type of academic freedom.
Censorship in academia. Oh, it's alive and well.
Correct. Right. They, you know, in several journals that I've approached that have had this attitude, in a moment of lucidity have said, we can't take the backlash from, you know, the industrial government complex if we dare publish this type of work.
Well, freedom dies when wimps and wussies won't stand up for integrity, intellectual, scientific, or otherwise. And as we see the increasing implementation of draconian police state measures to mandate vaccination without exception or exception, we realize we are living, as I've been saying, the United States of drug America, or in this case, vaccine America. And our friends around the world who listen and watch the show are recognizing similar things in their Western-style governments. Democracy, as I said, is two allopathic oncologists and a homeopath voting on what to use to treat cancer. You can bet the vote is pure poison. And, you know, we're dealing with the majority of people in our government believe in the power, the mysticism, as you say, of vaccinology. Despite the scientific evidence that we point to the contrary, to every 2 weeks with Dr. Sherry Timpenny with V-Science Bites, we bring out the peer-reviewed medical literature to point out that these doctors don't have a leg to stand on when they say it's safe and effective. And they prove that they're illiterate, either incapable or unwilling to read the medical literature. Because it's not just parents reporting these things happening to their children like happened to your son, Brian, but there's actually peer-reviewed medical literature published about these dangers and these realities. And I thank you so much for all of your work in helping us to communicate this at the level of PhD and everything below it that we exist in. So I thank you, Brian.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.